Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Tuesday morning as we continue in our time together in Amos. We don't have a whole lot more. Today we're in chapter 7. So we've got about, a couple more days. We'll probably finish out Amos this week, early next week, depending on how it goes. But then we'll probably keep going through Obadiah and just keep walking with our minor prophets. So I definitely want to get through Jonah, maybe Micah. We're having a good time. The minor prophets are wonderful. But today we're going to be looking at Amos has two passages that it's particularly known for. First is when we talked about last week, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's one of the main verses from Amos. Today we're going to look at the plumb line, one of the other great passages in Amos that a lot of people know this chapter for. So we'll start with chapter 7. We're going to be 7 through verse, chapter 7, verse 1 through verse 9. This is what the Lord God showed me. He was forming locusts at the time the latter growth began to sprout. It was the latter growth after the king's mowings. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, O Lord, forgive, I beg you. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, says the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord was calling for a shower of fire, and it devoured the great deep. It was eating the land. And then I said, O Lord God, cease, I beg you. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. This all shall not be, says the Lord God. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. And the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate. The sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid to waste. I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Okay, so this has two kind of movements. First, we see through verse 6, where Amos has this vision. These locusts were coming. And in that culture, the locusts were about the scariest thing you can think of, because when a plague of locusts came and destroyed, there was nothing left. And if the locusts destroyed the harvest, you can't go to Walmart and buy more food. I mean, if the locusts destroyed your harvest, you were going to starve to death. So the sound of locusts in their culture was among the most terrifying things that you could think of. So these locusts are coming. And then we see, a shower of fire. In both these situations, Amos says to the Lord, Lord, you can't do this. Forgive, beg. Jacob is so small. Your people are so small and so weak. How can you do this? Don't do this. And the Lord relented and said, it shall not be. So you see twice in these visions that Amos has, the Lord is bringing judgment. Judgment will be coming against the people. And Amos pleads for mercy for the people. Pleads for mercy against God's coming judgment. And the Lord relents. So you see in the first section, this notion of judgment and mercy, that the Lord forgives. The Lord relents. The Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, says the Lord. So you see the Lord showing mercy to the people. But then in verse 7 through 9, you see the famous, I was mentioning earlier, the famous example, the plumb line. Lord sitting beside a wall, built a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And he says, I am setting a plumb line in this to my people Israel. I never pass by them again. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate. The sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid to waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Okay. Some of you who have built things know what a plumb line is. I'm going to be honest. I've heard this passage before, but I had to remind myself what a plumb line was. Plumb line is a tool still used. It was especially important in their day because it's a very simple concept. It's simply a string with a weight tied to it. And the plumb line will show you true vertical. If you're going to build a building, a wall, anything that's going to be truly vertical and come at a 90-degree angle with the earth, your plumb line is going to make sure you build the wall straight. The plumb line will make sure that the wall, the house, the building, the whatever you're building is built perfectly straight, so that you don't have a wall that's all cattywampus or leaned all over to the side or off kilter. Your plumb line is going to be your guide to show you true vertical. Your plumb line is going to be the thing you use to make sure that you're building it right, and that whatever it is that you're building will be built truly vertical, truly straight, and truly the way it ought to be. So plumb line's a very helpful tool. It's almost it reminds me of a level. If you ever use a level to see if something's level or not, it's almost like a vertical level. It's kind of how I think of a plumb line. It's very simple. It's one of the most simple ancient tools we humans have had for building. So Lord, it says he's standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, meaning the wall is straight. The Lord has a plumb line in his hand. And he says, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, and I will never pass them by. What does that mean? What does it mean that God's setting a plumb line in the midst of his people Israel? The Lord's going to measure if they keep the law. We've seen so many passages in Amos thus far about how they have not kept the law. They have committed idolatry, worshiping idols. They've committed immorality. They've committed injustice against the poor. So the Lord's been saying over and over and over again, don't do these things. But now he's saying, I'm going to set my plumb line. I'm going to set this line here. And I'm going to see how you measure up. You know, our Christian walk has two really important things we need to think about. We obviously need to think about grace and the fact that we're forgiven and that we're loved, and that God will not leave nor forsake us. That's an important thing for us to think about and for us to understand. But we don't need to forget the plumb line either. We don't need to forget how God calls us to measure up. Our friends in 12-step programs talk of doing a moral inventory where they measure themselves to see how they're doing. I think it's an important thing to do. Wesley called the Methodist every night before bed to allow the Spirit to convict their conscience, to see where they knowingly or willingly sinned. Friends, it's important for us to take a plumb line. It's really important for us to check our faithfulness. And as much as we do, as much as we need to know that we're forgiven, as much as we need to know that we're saved by grace through faith, lest no one can boast, as important as that foundation is, we also need to allow God's plumb line of righteousness to be our guide. Or else we'll take grace too lightly. Or else we'll never grow. If all we do is rely upon the mercy of God, which is our foundation, we'll never, if we never check our conscience, if we never check our actions, if we never check our heart, if we never inspect our fruit, if we never give the Spirit space in our life to examine us for Christian growth, then we'll never truly grow. God said he is, so we see he forgives. He says, I shall, he relents, it shall not be. But we see he is setting the plumb line in our midst. So friends, allow God to convict you. Allow the Spirit to search you and see where it is in your life that you're not being obedient. Where it is in your life that you're falling short of the mark. Where it is in your life that you are not truly seeking after him. Allow the Spirit to do that. Allow the Spirit to search you and try you and know you. Because when the Lord convicts, The Lord convicts. The Lord restores. The Lord shows us these places so that he can give us grace and forgive us. So as painful as the plumb line may be, it's actually an avenue of grace and of mercy. So today, allow the Lord to convict you. Allow the Lord to show you and show me where we're lacking so that we can be brought back and restored and forgiven. Plumb line's a beautiful concept in this book. So, thanks for being with us. Tomorrow we'll finish out chapter 7, starting with verse 10. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.